Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Lamites, and we are at the Mishnah at the very top of Daf Lamites Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, David ben Chava, and Devorah bas Mecha. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro, and Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe ben Zion, Yehudis Leviya Bas Shimon and Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim from Moshe Chaim. So we're coming towards the conclusion of a very classic perek, Perek Kol Shah. The majority of the perek dealt with the halachas of chametz. The last several dafin discussed the halachas of matzah. Today's daf is going to discuss, only one daf, the halachas of mar. So Mara doesn't need much of an introduction, but maybe a little bit of an introduction. So one of the mitzvahs that every year is mekayim at the Leil HaSeder is the mitzvah of Mara. You take a kezayis of Mara. Today's daf is going to define exactly what Mara is, and you mekayim a mitzvah. The Gemara in Perek Avri Psachim says that Maror Bizman Azeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan. Meaning, once upon a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and when the Yidden brought a Karban Pesach, there was a mitzvah deiraisa to eat Maror. But Bizman Azeh, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Azeh, that there is no Karban Pesach, the mitzvah to eat Maror is only a mitzvah derabbanan. Now, why is it that we eat Maror? As everybody knows, we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol shalayom ha-shloisha dvar malalu, la-yotze yedei chayvasei be-Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, u-Maror. And then we say, Maror zeh sha'an u-oichlan al-shum she-Maroru ha-mitzrim es-chaye yaviseinu be-Mitzrayim. Because when our forefathers, our ancestors, were slaves to the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, not only did they have to work for the Egyptians, but Maroru ha-mitzrim es-chaye yaviseinu be-Mitzrayim. Their lives were made bitter. Shenema vayumaru es-chayeim avoydekosha b'choymer b'uvenim u-b'chol avoyde basodes kol avidosim asha'ovdu hem b'farach. And it's because of the fact that Vayimaru as Chayeyim, we make a zecher to that at the Leil HaSeder, and that's why we have a mitzvah to eat Maror. It's interesting to note that even though the Yidden were a Mitzrayim for 210 years, but the Vayimaru as Chayeyim didn't last 210 years. Rather, Vayimaru as Chayeyim lasted 86 years. We know Miriam was 86 years old when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, and Miriam was called Miriam Miloshin Maror. Miloshin Vayimaru as Chayeyim, it's because the Mirirus, the Vayimaru as Chayeyim, that Gzeira began when Miriam was born. The Chasam Sofer in his Sfarim brings that Elokim, which is the name of Hashem that suggests Midas Adin, is Begematria 86. 86 is Midas Adin. 86 was the age of Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru as Chayeyim. That was the amount of years that the Yidden spent the Merirus. Either way, it's Zeichet Vayimaru as Chayeyim. Now we have a mitzvah of Maror, and on that note, the following are a list of vegetables that a person can use to be mekayim his mitzvah of Maror. Again, the mitzvah that in the times of the Beit HaMikdash was a mitzvah deiraisa, the mitzvah that nowadays is only a mitzvah derabbanan. It says the Mishnah b'chazeres. Number one, chazeres. B'tamcha u'b'char chavina u'b'ulshin u'b'mar. Incidentally, the word maror in our Mishnah is just an example of an herb. It's an example of a yerek that you could use to fulfill the mitzvah of maror. Says the Mishnah, yoytze behen, bein lachin, bein yibeshin. You can use these vegetables to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, whether the vegetables are moist or whether they're dry. Avaloy kfushim, you can use them if they were soaked, says Rashi, in vinegar. Veloy shlukim, or if they were cooked very, very much. Even if they were cooked a little bit. It starts from the kezayis. The halach is you have to eat a kezayis of Maror. However, you don't have to eat a kezayis of any one of these minim. Rather, you can take a half a zayis of chazeres and a half a zayis of tamcha. You can even starve them together and you can fulfill the mitzvah that way as well. Another halacha, v'yoytzen bekelach shalohen. You can be yoytza with the leaf, but the Mishnah says, this is a chiddush apparently, even with the stalk. So even with the stalk of this vegetable, you'd be able to be yoytza the mitzvah. Additionally, with my, you could be yoytza the mitzvah of Maror with my. Just like we saw, you could be yoytza the mitzvah of matzah with my. The boy mafker l'nechase, like the Gemara said on Laman Hamid Beis, so too you could be yoytza the mitzvah Maror with my. Ube meiser rishon shenat l'chumase. If a Levi has meiser rishon, he gave chumas meiser, he could use his meiser rishon to be mekayim the mitzvah Maror. Ube meiser sheni v'hektish and iftu. Additionally, meiser sheni and hektish, if you appoint to them, then the halacha would be, you'd be able to be yoytza the mitzvah of Maror. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, ve'elu yurakos sha'adam yoytza behem yedei chayvase be'pesach. And notice, this Mishnah mirrors the Mishnah that introduced the halachas of matzah. The Mishnah of matzah was in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Elu dvarim she'adam yoytze behem yidei chayvaseh bepesach. And we had the five types of grains. Chitin, sa'orim, kusmin, shifayin, and shibay l'shul. Our Mishnah also mentioned five different yurakos that you can use for Marer, and just like the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph defined what the five grains were, the ones that required some definition, so too our Gemara is going to define what exactly these five yerakos are. Says the Gemara, Chazeres. What is Chazeres? Chasa, what we know as lettuce. Ulshin, hindavi, if that helps. Tamcha, Omar Rabba Bar Barchana Tamachta. This is actually interesting because there's a big controversy as to what exactly Tamcha and Tamachta is. There's a Yesh Oimrim, the Tosfos Yontif brings it right here in the Mishnah, that it's chrein, that it's horseradish, and from there comes the minig that a lot of Yidden use horseradish for Mara. But it's not something that's universally accepted. We're not going to talk about this today, but Metz Hashem, it's on the to-do list to get to in a raid bike and to discuss the history of using horseradish as mar. It's actually interesting. Charchavino, what is that? Amrav Shem ben Lakish, atzfasa dedikva. This is a vine that grows around a palm tree. Ubimara, what is mar? Merirta, some type of herb. Tani bar kapara, eli yirachash adam emyeit chavasa bepesach. So bar kapara had a different girsa, a braisa that taught different vegetables that a person's allowed to use for mara. Ba'ulshin, ubetamcha, becharchalin, becharchavinim, ubechazerin. Chazerin is chazeris. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, af ulshe sada, the ulshe gina. You could also use, meaning not only bar kapar, what you mentioned, but you could also use the ulshin that grow in the field and the ulshin that grow in a garden, the chazeris, and you can use chazeris. Straight to Gemara, ulshe gina, vichazeris, atanul aresha. Rabbi Yehuda's not adding that. Right, bar kapar had a list of things. Not clear what all these things are. But he had a list of different herbs that you're allowed to use. One of them was ulshin. Another one was chazerin, which is chazeris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you could even use ulshay sada and ulshay gina. That's ulshin. Bar Kapara said you can use that. And you can even use chazeris. That's chazerin. Bar Kapara said you can use that. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar, af ulshay sada ka ulshay gina v'chazeris. What Rabbi Yehuda meant to say was that you can use ulshay sada. Meaning, when you say ulshin, stam, usually you're referring to ulshay gina. That's the ulshin that grows in a person's yard, in his chatzner, in his gina. The ulshay sad is what grows out in the wild. So there would have been a havamina, maybe that's not okay. So Rabbi Yehuda wanted to clarify. The Bar Kapara said ulshin. And you would think that ulshin means what? Dafka ulshay gina. Kamash b'lan, that ulshay sad is also good. And it's like ulshay gina in chazeres. So Rabbi Yehuda wasn't being myself ulshay gina. Bar Kapara said that. He wasn't adding Chazeres. Bar Kapara said that he said Chazerin. What was he adding? Ulshe Sada. Why did he say Ulshe Gina and Chazeres? What he was saying was that Ulshe Sada is like Ulshe Gina and Chazeres. Rameir had other herbs that he added to the list. Af Asvas Vitura Umar Yerua. I'm only Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi told Rameir, number one, Asvas Vitura Echatu. I don't like the girsa that you're saying because it sounds like Asvas and Tura are two different things. They're actually the same thing. Umar Zehu Yerua. Additionally, Mar Yeruhar. It sounds like it's one thing called Mar Yeruar. No, there's two separate things. One is Mar and one is Yeruar, and they happen to be similar. But the point is, it's not Mar Yeruar. Either it's called Mar or it's called Yeruar. So either way, he's not arguing in Halacha. He was just saying the Nusach of what Rameir said. Asfas and Tura sounds like it's two different things. Mar Yeruar sounds like it's one thing. So or that's the name of that one thing. So Rabbi Yossi was coming. Tanav Shmuel. Shmuel's yeshiva, they had a different brisa as it relates to what's allowed to be used for Mar. Eilu Yerach Shad Mereitzim Nechav Asa B'Pesach B'Chazeres B'Ulshnin U'B'Tamcha U'B'Charvinin U'B'Charginin U'B'Hardufnin. Rabbi Yehuda said Af Chazeres Yulin V'Chazeres Galin. Okay. Chayoytzevem Rabbi Loi Amin Mishon Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Loi, who was a Talmud, Rabbi Yezer said Af Arkarbulin. You could even use Arkablin. Chazarti Akol Talmidim. And then Rabbi Loi said, I went to all the other Talmidim of Rabbi Yezer. U'B'Kash T'Lichar. I was trying to find somebody else that also heard Rabbi Yezer say what I'm pretty sure I heard him say. And that is, you can use Arkablin. V'Loi Matzasi. I wasn't able to find anybody. Shabbosik L'Fnei Rabbi Yezer Ben Yaakov. When I came to Rabbi Yezer Ben Yaakov, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yezer, he said, yeah, I heard exactly what you heard from Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. Incidentally, if those last two lines sound a little bit familiar, the Maseiros Hashas says, we had this in Erevin Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Sheyesh Le'Sraf. Any Yerek that has sap in it, that if you squeeze it out, Sraf is going to come out, that's kosher to be used for Mar. Rabbi Yechman Breik Oimer, Kol Sheponav Machsifin. Anything that's green, but it's a pale color green, would be able to be used. Acherim is Rameir. Tosfos says in Masechta Soita Daf Yudam and Aleph that Acherim is Reb Meir, when he was saying over Torah that he was Mekalba from his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avua, who was known as Acher. So whenever Reb Meir said over in the name of Acher, his Torah is referred to in Beis Medrash as Acher. So what did Acherim say? Kol Yerek Mar, Yeshlo Yisraf Upanav Machzifin. That every Yerek Mar has these character traits. It has sap, and number two, it's a pale color. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Midivrei kulam nilmad." If you take a cheshbon of all these different herbs and these different vegetables that were mentioned, most of which, incidentally, we don't know what they are. But if you go back and you make a cheshbon of everything nilmad, what we're going to see is like this: Yerek mar yeshloi srak upanav machzifin. Because that was at Sadas Shoven, and every single thing that was mentioned, they all have sap. And they're all pun of machzifin. So at the very least, by process of elimination, if it doesn't have sap, and the color green is not a pale color green, it's something that's not going to be able to be used. Rav Huna said, Halacha ka'acherim. The halacha is like acherim who said, Kol yerek mar, yesh lo yisrap. Upon of machzifin, that those are the simonim of hakim in terms of something that you'd be able to use. Ravina ashke chile rabacha breda rava. Ravina once met Rav Acha Breda Rav at Ava Mahadir Amarirta. He wanted to find a yerek that to use for the mitzvah marer, and he was looking for Merirta. He was looking for what the Mishnah referred to as marer, that vegetable known as marer. Amale. So Ravina asked Rav Acha Breda Rav, "My daitech the merir and tvei." The reason you're looking for it presumably is because it's very bitter. He said the Mishnah says you can use chazeres, right? So why do you have to? You look for this dafka. V'tanadvei Shmuel chazeres. And tanadvei Shmuel, they said the katchili issues chazeres. V'am Rabbi Shai said the same thing. Mitzvah b'chazeres. That katchilu, the mitzvah is to use chazeres. V'am Rav said, my chazeres, chaso. And what's chazeres? It's lettuce. The point is that, so why are you looking dafka for merirta? Now he continued and he said, my chaso. Why is chazeres called chaso? And why are we using chasa? The chas rachmana ilavon. Because we're trying to show that the Eibishter had rachmanas on the Yidden. That even though it's true, it was vayimaru as chayeyim, but at the end of the day, we was spirit. Why were the Mitzrayim compared to Marer? To teach us, man, Marer zeh shetchilasei rach v'soifei kasha. Just like Marer, at the beginning, it's soft, referring to chazeres, referring to lettuce. It starts off soft, v'soifei kasha, and then with time, it hardens. The Yerushalmi has a different gersa. The Yerushalmi's gersa is that lettuce, initially, when you eat it, is not very bitter. But with time, as it ages, it becomes more bitter. Af Mitzrayim, so to the Mitzrayim, tchilas and racha, initially, they started off soft, v'soifei kasha, and then eventually they became kosher. But either way, Ravina meets Rav Acha Breda Rava, and he's going shopping for the Seder. And what was he looking for? He says, anyone have Merirta? He wants to use Merirta for the Seder. So he told him, why do you want to use Merirta? I know why, because it's very bitter. You're probably trying to find the most bitter thing possible to fulfill your mitzvah of Vayimaru as Chayim. So he told him, I hear what you say. But if you look in the Mishnah says Chazeres. And Tanit Vayit Shmuel said Chazeres. And Rabbi Shaya said mitzvah b'Chazeres. And there's even reasons why Chazeres, because Chazeres is Chasa. And Chas is Miloshim, Chas Rachmani Lavana, Kodesh Baruch had Rachmanis on us. And not just that, Chazeres, it starts off soft, and then it becomes hard, or if it starts off sweet, and then it becomes bitter. The bottom line is, it's the Katchila for you to be using Chazeres. The Katchila should be using lettuce. Why are you looking for Merirta? Amalesi, he told him about Kajribi, I hear what you're saying. I'm Taka Chayzer. Rashi speaks out just one important piece as it relates to Pashim Shana and this Gemara. So Ravina tells Rav Acha Breda Rava, why are you looking for Merirta? The Mishnah says Chazeres. It's true, the Mishnah says Chazeres, but the Mishnah also says Mara. Just like it says, Chazeres, it says Mar, says Rashi, that what Ravina meant to say was that there's a Seder in the Mishnah. And what's mentioned first in the Mishnah is Chazeres. Mar is actually mentioned last. And you find this idea of many areas in Halacha, that whenever you have a list of things that are mentioned, whatever's mentioned first is supposed to be more chashuv and is considered to be more lekatchila. So what he told him was that the Mishnah says Chazeres first. And Tanu Devei Shmuel also had Chazeres first. And there was another price that even said Mefurish. Rabbi Shaya said Mitzvah the Chazeres. And Chazeres is Chasa, and there's Chasa is Miloshen Chas Rachmana. And the Metzius, just the physical, chemical nature of Chazeres is it starts up one way, it ends up another way. So because of all these reasons, he told him, that's where the Katchila you should use Chazeres. And what was his response? His response was, Hadri bi, I hear exactly what you're saying. Amalei Rabbi Chumi l'Abai. Rabbi Chumi told Abai, Mimai Dahai Mora Min Yeriku. How do you know that Mora is even a vegetable? Don't say anywhere in the Torah that mar is a vegetable. All it says is the word mar. Ema merirta de kufya. Maybe it's the gallbladder of a fish. So he told him back, Abaye said, Dum yada matzah, can't be. Because when the Torah talks about maror, it mentions it in the same breath as matzah. U'matzah is al meroirim yoichlo. It says it together with matzah. Matzah gedul karka, just like matzah grows from the ground. Af maror gedul karka, maror has to be something that grows from the ground. So he told him, if it has to be something that grows from the ground, maybe it's a branch, a tree, called the hirduf tree. So Rashi says it's a little history related to the hirduf tree. Rashi quotes a mechilta in Parshas Beshalach and says that when the Yidden came to maror, and the, not maror, mara, and the water was very bitter, so Moshe Rabbeinu took a stick, he hit the water, and the water became sweet. Now that stick was the hirduf stick. That's what it was. It was actually a very, very bitter stick, and Rashi quotes the Mechilta that says it was a nes betoich nes, shehu haya mar, because it was bitter, and bitter hit bitter, and as a result, it became sweet. But maybe that's the hirduf, maybe it's that eitz that Moshe Rabbeinu used to hit the mara. So the Gemara says, dum yada matzah, again, dum yada matzah. Matzah means rum, just like matzah is not a tree, but it's like a vegetable, af mara means rum. So too, it has to be something that grows from the ground. The emo harzifu, so he said, okay, maybe it means harzifu. Rashi says, min zera, that's some type of seed. The sam hamavas lebehemohu, it's poison for behemoths, but for people, it's not poison, so maybe that's what it's referring to. So he said, again, don't mean the matzah. Matzah sheni kechas bekesef maisa. Just like matzah, something that you can use maisa sheni money to buy. Af mara sheni kech bekesef maisa. So too, mara has to be something that you're able to use maisa sheni money to buy. You can't use your maisa sheni money to buy harzifu, and as a result, mara cannot be harzifu. So it's fascinating how unsure the chachamim were what mara is. They had a hamamin, it's a fish. Or maybe it's a tree, or maybe it's this harzifu. They Chazal Pasha weren't sure. Why? How then do we know that it's a yerek? How do we know it's a vegetable? How do we know it's some form of green saigon? We know that because the pasuk says al matzah sumeroyrim yoichlu, and we have a hekdesh between matzah and mar. So matzah is gedulei karka. It's a type of zera. It's something that you could buy with kesef ma'aser sheni. It's a very extensive type of hekdesh, and it's based on that hekdesh that we know that. But the truth is, without the hekdesh, we taka wouldn't know. Amalei rabba by Rav Chanan la'abaye ema mar. Yes, them another question. Chad, maybe it is one type of mar. Maybe the Mishnah said elu yurakish adam yoytzev emidechav vasev epesach chazeres tamcho. Charchavina, Ulshin Mar, and then in the Brisa we had all these different additional Yerukis that were mentioned. Maybe there's one type of vegetable, and that's what it's supposed to be. Now, how would you know which one it's supposed to be? So Rashi says, second wine line, Mar Shebekulon. Maybe try to find the most bitter of all the vegetables, and maybe that's what you're supposed to use. So he told him back, Meroirim Ksiv. It says, Umatzis al Meroirim Yoichlu. Meroirim is a Lashon Rabbim, and based on the Lashon Rabbim, a Meroirim, that's how you know there's more than one. Ve'im a Meroirim Trech, maybe it's only two. So then he said again, Dumi the Matzah. Not Matzah meaning Harbe. Just like Matzah is meaning Harbe. Matzah could be any one of the five grains. So tomorrow is allowed to be minim harbe. As it relates to the Yerukis that Chazal said you're allowed to use for maror, the five Yerukis that were mentioned on our Mishnah, kulam nizram baruga achas. In Hilchas Kalayim, the halachas would be allowed to plant all of these Yerukis in the same patch. So if you have one aruga, that's one patch in your field, and you want to plant all these different minim, this is something that you would be allowed to do. The Meimah says, the Gemara sounds like what we're saying is the lespu mishum kalayim, that they're one min, and as a result, you're allowed to do it. Meaning, it says clearly in the Torah that it's usher to take two different minim and to plant them together in the same field. Certainly in the same aruga, in the same field. If we're saying, Rabbi Barav Huna said in the name of Rab, that the Yerukish Amru Chachamim, that you could be Yotzef Amar, Kulam Nizram Baruga Achas, so that's just another way of saying that they're one min, and as a result, there's no Issachalai. Masiv Rava. Rava asked the Kasha from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalayim. In fact, it's the second Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalayim. Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Chazeres v'chazeres galin, Ulshin v'ulshay sada, Krishin v'krishay sada, Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, Charadol v'charadol mitri, Dalasa mitri v'haramutza, Inim Kalayim Zav. All these things are not colliding with each other. Now, it sounds like Chazeres v'Chazeres Galen are not in, but Chazeres v'Olshan Lai. But as it relates to any one of the others, it would be a problem, right? How do you read the Mishnah? Chazeres v'Chazeres Galen. They're the same min. They're not exactly the same thing. Chazeres is lettuce, two different types of lettuce. Those that you're allowed to plant together. Olshin v'Olshay Sada. two different types of Olshin. We said earlier in the Yomid, what's Stam Olshin? Olshe Gina. So if you have Olshe Gina, Olshe Sada, that's something you're allowed to plant together. Krishin the Krishin Sada. But it sounds like if you would take Chazeres and one of the Olshin and one of the Krishin, or Kuzben, one of the Chardals, it sounds like it would be a problem. Now, these are all the minim that you're allowed to use, or some of them anyways, for a mar. And so you see that you're not allowed to mix and match. So Masif Rava, how could Rav say that all these different minim that Chazal said you're allowed to use for mar, Kulam Nizram, Baruga Achas, it's a Mefurish and Mishnah, not that way. And then Rav said, maybe we're reading the Mishnah wrong. Maybe the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is Chazeres v'Chazeres Galin, V'Ulshin v'Ulshay Sadeh, V'Krishin v'Krishay Sadeh. Meaning everything mentioned in the Mishnah you're allowed to plant together. Not peers. Chazeres v'Chazeres Galin you can plant together. Ulshin v'Ulshay Sadeh you can plant together. That would suggest each peer you can plant together, but if you take one from this and one from that, it wouldn't be okay. Maybe that's not the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Maybe the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is you can take the whole Chagadya and put them all together. The problem is, says Rava, even though it's true, I hear such a tzad, I don't have a terrible problem with that, but V'ha'amar Rav, Rav himself said, Zugur, Zugur, Skedani. Rav himself commented on the Mishnah, and he said, no, don't make that mistake. It's not what the Mishnah is saying. So we have a steer in Rav. Here we have Rav that says that all the different Yerukis that the Mishnah mentioned, you're allowed to use for Mar, you're allowed to plant them all together by Ruch Achas, which seems to suggest in Hilchas Kalayim, we look at anything that could be used as Mar as being one min. They have a Mefurish Mishnah, which is Mashma, not that way. And even though there would have been a way out of the Mishnah, but Rav himself closed off that door. So as a result, had his Rav's halacha shtim with the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, mine is Ram Dal Marav. You have to say, when the Rav said that you're allowed to take all the medium that you can use for a Marav and plant them together, what he meant was, Nizroim Kehilchasan. He didn't mean to say that you could just recklessly go plant them together, that there's going to be no Issa Kalayim. Of course there's going to be an Issa Kalayim. What he meant was that if you ask your local rabbi how to do it, you learn the sugis and Masechtas Kalayim, you'll see there are times where you could take different minim and you can plant them by Rugachas. And that's what he was saying, that if you do it Kehilchasan, if you follow the Shulchan Aruch of how you're supposed to do it, you do it in a way where they're not going to receive any nourishment from each other, where they won't be yearning from each other. If you can figure out a way to do it that way, that's something that's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, Kehilchasan, Tanina. I know we have a Mishnah for that as well, meaning it's true, there's such a halacha. But why would Rav have to say that? Aruga shishi shal shishat tvachim. You have an aruga that's six tvachim by six tvachim. So you can plant five different types of seeds. Arbal, arbarucha, it's four on the four sides of the aruga, v'achas b'emsa, and one in the middle. So again, what do I need Rav for that? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Madotem, I would have thought, honey, mili bizra. Maybe this halacha of aruga shishi shal shishat tvachim, where you can take five different zeraim and plant them all in the same aruga. Maybe that's only true for Zeraim, but Yerukos loy. Maybe Yerukos is different. Kamash Mulan, that was Rav's Chiddush. Rav's Chiddush was that even Yerukos has this halacha. Meaning that Mishnah that the Gemara just quoted, which is a Mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Kalayim, being that it says Zeraim, it's talking about Zeraim. So I would have thought that maybe it's only true for Zeraim. Maybe it's not true for Yerukos. That was Rav's Chiddush. Rav wasn't saying that the five minim that you could use for Mar are one min, so you could do whatever you want with it. You could be indiscriminate. No, Chalila. Now would be Kalayim. What he meant to say was that just like there's a halacha, that if you have an aruga that's shisha al shisha, you're able to plant five different types of zaroinim. That's true for zaroinim. You should know it's also true for yerukas. How did Rav say it's true for yerukas? He picked the yerukas of Mar. Left after the yerukas of Mar. But it's going to be true for all yerukas. But the Gemara says it's not true. Because the maimed the yerukas alim in Mizra. Basically what you're saying is that it's a bigger chiddush that you could plant yerukas than it is run. That's why Rav had to be mechadish, not only zrom, even yerukas. But now we know just the opposite. Kol mine zrom ein zoyrin ba'aruga achas. Kol mine yerukas zoyrin ba'aruga achas. This is also a Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim, and that Mishnah clarifies the previous Mishnah and says that this halacha of aruga shishish al shishat vachem zoyrin b'teicha kamisha zoyrinim is actually not talking about zoyrinim. It's talking dafka about yerukas. So if it's talking dafka about yerukas, so number one, Rav's halacha is a Mishnah. And if that's the case, what is Rav coming to be mechadish? Again, Rav said that you can take all the yerukas that you're allowed to use for mar and you can plant them together. Kash, what did Rav mean? He meant you could just plant them together. We know that from Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis and Masechtas Kalayim, that's not true. That Chazeres and Olshin, for example, are two different meanings. It's clear in that Mishnah. So if that's the case, that can't be what he meant. Elamai, what he meant was Baruga Achas. If you do it in the right way, you space it properly. Five and six al six, four on the four sides, one in the middle. That's what he was referring to. That's something that you're allowed to do. That's also a Mefurish Mishnah. No, I thought the Mishnah says Zaroinim. Yeah, but there's another Mishnah that says Zaroinim doesn't mean Zaroinim. Zaroinim really means Yerukas. So if it means Yerukas, so again, what exactly is he? Is he being Mechadish? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Maudatim, I would have thought, Hani Moru means Zaroinim. So the Gemara literally flips what it said earlier. Rav was being mechadish that you could take the five minim of your rakos that you're allowed to use for mara and you can plant them together by ruga achas. What's the chiddush? It's a mefurish mishnah. The mishnah says aruga shishal shisha tefachim zorim betoicha chamisha zirayim, and zirayim means really your rakos. So isn't it a mefurish mishnah? What's Rav being mechadish? You know what Rav's being mechadish? You would have thought that the rakos that you're allowed to use for mara are really not treated in halacha as rakos, but rather they're treated as Zeroyan. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. That's what Rav was saying, that the Yerokos are really Yerokos. They're not Zeroyan. Hence, they fall into what the Mishnah says in the third parak of Mesechtes Kilayim, and that's why you would be allowed to plant them. Meaning, you would have thought that really in Halacha, they're not treated like Yerokos, they're treated like Zeroyan, and that was Rav's Chiddush. Rav wasn't being Mechadish, the concept. The principle. That's Mesechtes Kilayim. He was being mechadish that maror is considered yerokos. It's not considered zron. What's the obvious kasha? The Mishnah called it yerokos. Freit the Gemara, zron, solka, daitach. How could you have such a... You need Rav to tell me that yerokos and not about nine yerokos. It said in the Mishnah yerokos. V'toni bar kapar yerokos. And bar kapar is brisa that the Gemara also said yerokos. V'toni devei Shmuel yerokos. And Shmuel's brisa also said yerokos. So the Gemara says, chazeres eshrichalei. There was one item in all of this that Rav had to be mechadish. Rav had to tell me there's one thing there that's considered a yerok. It's not considered zron. Which is that? Chazeres. It's the lettuce. Oh, good. I mean, I would have thought... being that it's going to become hard. So I would have thought that maybe, even though it's a yerek, that's true, that maybe in halacha we should look at it as zeraim, and as a result, you shouldn't be able to plant it in the same aruga with other different types of yerokas. Because being that it's going to be hard, maybe it needs more space. What's the precedent for that? Didn't Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina say, kelach shal kruv? If you have the stalk of a cabbage, or huksha that became hard, machivan loy base roiva, you can't have anything within the base roiva of it. That's a very large distance. Alma, what do you see from there? Kivin the seifel ha'akshas, yavin le'rav chetfei. When something's going to be hard, in hilchas kalayim, it's not enough to give it the regular requisite space. You need Rav Chetvei. So, I would have thought that here too you need Rav Chetvei. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. So, the bottom line is Rav walks into Beis Medrash and he says, a grace of Chiddush in Hilchas Kalayim. He says, all the Yerokas that Chazal mentioned, the halach is you can plant it together. What does it mean you can plant it together? Literally together, it's Kalayim. No, that's not what he meant. You can plant it in the same Aruga. Well, why is that a Chiddush? They're Yerokas. And if they're Yerokas, the Mishnah in Kalayim, after clarifying, says clearly that Yerokas you're allowed to plant together. There's one thing in the Mishnah, it's a Chiddush, because the Mishnah mentions Chazeres. Chazeres is Seifel Ahakshos. In Hilchas Kalayim, when something is Seifel Ahakshos, you have to sometimes need a distance of a base right, but that's a huge distance. So I would have thought that maybe here it's going to be the same thing. Kamash one, that's the Chiddush. That's why Rav had to clarify, and he had to say that everything mentioned in the Mishnah you're allowed to plant together. What does it mean? Everything, Hakol Rabbis, even Chazeres, even though it's Seifel Ahakshos, you treat it like a good old fashioned Yerek, and Nalachas, you're allowed to plant it with other Yerokas. Is in the same aruga. Yoitzin bahen, bein lachin, bein yaveshin. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to be yoitzin with these nirokos, whether they're lach, they're wet, whether they're dry. Avalei kfushin, not if they were soaked in vinegar, marinated. Veloi shlukim, if they were overcooked. Veloi mevushalim, even if they were a little bit cooked. Then the Mishnah said, "Mitzarf from the kezayis, you can be mitzarf all of it to kezayis. The yoitzin bekelach shalahem, you could even be yoitzah with the stalk." So we're going to need two parts of what the Mishnah just said. Mishnah said a lot. Yoitzin behem bein lachim ben yavesh. Number one, you could be yoitzah with mara, whether it's lach or yavesh. Number two, the yoitzin bekelach, you could be yoitzah with the stalk. The stalk means even the stalk, meaning not only the leaves. That's pasha you could be yoitzah with. The chiddush is even with the kelach. Amar Rav Chizda said that this that the Mishnah said yoitzin bein lachin bein yaveshin loy chanu el bekelach. That was only referring to the stalk. Ava ba'alif, but as it relates to the leaves, lachim in yaveshin loy. If they're moist, then you could be yoitzah with it. But if they're dry, not faking amara can't be. Mid diktani sefer bekelach shalehem. This sefer of the Mishnah was moist of the stalk. Mechal dereisha. So it sounds like up until that point, what's the Mishnah referring to? Alif. It sounds like it's referring to leaves. And the Mishnah said bein lachim bein yaveshin. So you see clearly, even the alin, even the leaves, it could be yoitza, whether they're dry or whether they're lach. So the Gemara says the way you have to read the Mishnah, according to Rav Chizda, is perushe kamefarish. He's explaining, kik, toni, bein lach, bein yevesh, not kelach. Meaning, when the Mishnah said kelach, it was actually also a commentary on something that it previously said. Meaning, it's me, mechadish, you can use not only alin, even kelach. And by the way, when I said a line earlier, bein lach, bein yevesh, it's dafka kelach. It's perushe kamefarish. Meiseve, yoitzim behen, ube kelach sholehem. The Gemara asks Akasha from a Brisa. This Brisa is mentioned in Mesechtes Brachis.
Daf lamed ches amed beis. So you're allowed to be yoytzef a maror with the leaves and with the stalks. Bein lachin, bein yevesh. Divrei Rameir. We could stop right here. That's the kasha. Yoytzef bahen ubekelach shalohem. You could be yoytzef with the leaves and the stalk. Bein lachin, bein yevesh. That's not Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? The only time you could be yoytzef bein lachin, bein yevesh is loyshanu ela bekelach. Not with the aleph. Rameir said, mefurish not that way. Yoitzin bahen ubekelach shalohen, both the leaves and the kelach, bein lachin, bein yevesh. But the Gemara brings the whole price. The Chum said, lachin yoitzin bahen, you could be yoitzin with lachin. Yevesh and yoitzin bahen, you're never allowed to be yoitzin with yevesh. B'shoven, sheyoitzin bahen, kemushin. Everybody agrees you could be yoitzin if they're to the point where they've withered, avaloi kvushin, v'loi shlukin, v'loi v'vushalom. Like the Mishnah says, klolei sholdava, here's the rule, kol shen yesh beitam mar yoytzeba. As long as it tastes like mar, you can be yoytzeba. Kol shen beitam mar, if it doesn't taste like mar, ain yoytzeba, then the loch is not allowed to be yoytzeba. But what do you see from here? Rameir. Rameir is mefurish, not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that the only time you can be yoytzeba lachin and yevashin is with the kalach. Leaves that are lachin, yavish, that's not okay. Leaves have to be lach, they can't be yavish. Rameir said, yoytzin bahen, ube kalach shalohen, bein lachin, bein yavishin. So the Gemara says a little bit of a doichik. The Gemara says, targuma akalach. You have to say that when Rameir said, bein lachin, bein yavishin, he wasn't going back on both things that he said earlier. He wasn't going back on yoytzin bahen, ube kalach shalohen, and on both of those things, bein lachin, bein yavishin. Rather, yoytzin bahen, you can be yoytzin with leaves, u bekelach shalahem, and with the stalks, as it relates to the stalks, it's bein lachin bein yevashin. What about the leaves? According to Rav Chisda, you wouldn't be able to be yoytzin bein lachin bein yevashin. Tanu Rabban, in yoytzin bahen kemushin. You can't be yoytzin kemushin. So the previous price said you could. So this price says you can't. Mishum Rav Lezber, tzadukam yoytzin bahen kemushin. You can't. Kemushin means if it's withered. The vegetables already really, really gone bad. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the shayla. Ma usha yeytzei adam. We're going backwards. Say yedechai vasai. If somebody has mar, it's Maisa Sheni, and he's in Yerushalayim, could he be Yoitza or could he not be Yoitza? So the Mishnah mentioned Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah said you could be Yoitza with mar, if that's Maisa Sheni, if you were poyedit. You were poyedit, you can use it. The question is if you weren't poyedit. But it's Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it. So can you be Yoitza or can you not be Yoitza? So what's the first place the Gemara is going to go to? The Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which was Malavos through the last few Dafin, as it relates to the sugi of Matzah, Shomai Sasheni. So the Gemara says, Gishmak Ali, but Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds what? That you could be Yoitza with Matzah, Shomai Sasheni, Leiti Bayalach. Hashta be Matzah, Dei Reisa, Novik. If you could be Yoitza with Matzah, Dei Reisa, be Marad Rabbanami Bayalach, certainly you could be Yoitza with Marad Rabbanami. Keep the Bayalach, the Shailas Ali, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said that you can't be Yoitza with Matzah, Shomai Sasheni. Why not? Lechem oini, as if it was written oini with an aleph, miloshem lo yochalti ba oini mimeni. You're only allowed to be yoytze matzah with something that an oinein is allowed to eat. An oinein is not allowed to eat ma'is hasheni. But he said it by matzah. So what's the shayla? Be matzah day rice with oin nothing. Is it only by matzah day rice? He can't be yoytze avamar rabbanon nothing. Oidum or kol the tikkun rabbanon kein day rice a tikkun. Or maybe we say kol the tikkun rabbanon kein day rice a tikkun. So if the rabbanon were masakin mar, it's kein day rice of matzah. And if matzah day rice, you have such halacha. So maybe by Marad Rabbanon, you should have this halacha as well. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Mistabra, it's Mistaber, that Matzah Umar. That Matzah Umar should be the same. Rashi adds, because Hukshu Yachad, because we had the Hekish on Amid Aleph between Matzah and Mar. We know what Mar is based on the Hekish, but based on the fact that we have a Hekish, so that teaches us that Matzah and Mar are supposed to be the same, and if they're supposed to be the same, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you can't be yoytza with matzah shal maisa sheni, so too you wouldn't be able to be yoytza with marer shal maisa sheni either. So the topic of today's daf, which was very straightforward, a lot of terms and technicalities that unfortunately, unless you speak old French, it's really hard to know what these things mean, but the Mishnah essentially gave us the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Mar. Ve'elu yurakos she'odam yoytza ben yedei chavase bepesach b'chazeres b'tamcha, maybe horseradish, b'char chavina, b'ulshinu b'marer, and then a whole bunch of different prices. Bar Kapara had his price, the Yeshiva of Shmuel had their price, Rabbi Yehuda was mice of this, Rameir was mice of that, we even had Acherim, etc., etc. The point is a whole bunch of different sheetahs, but one thing came out from the Gemara, and that is, l'katchila, what did the Gemara say you're supposed to use? You're supposed to use chazeres. L'katchila, the Gemara said, you're supposed to use lettuce. How do we know that? Number one, Rabbi Shaya said, mitzvah b'chazeres. The Gemara brought a maisa shahaya kachaya with Ravina and Ravacha, who was the son of Rava. The Mishnah, when it went through the list, mentioned first chazeres. And whatever's mentioned first, like in the pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, whatever's mentioned first is the most chashuv. So if it mentioned chazeres first, that means that chazeres is supposed to use first. Incidentally, that's the reason that for likatchila, a lot of poets can say that when it comes to matzah, also it's likatchila to use chitin. Because the Mishnah, when it goes through the list of things that you can use for matzah, it says chitin, so'irim, kusvin, shifayin, and shibay l'shul. So just like it's a mefurash gemara, Rashi spoke it out right here. Sochem lametesa v'alaf regarding mara, that whatever was mentioned first, namely chazeres, that has precedent, that's the katkilo. So chitin, wheat, would seem to have, maybe whole wheat, but wheat anyways, would definitely have a kedima as it relates to which one of the five minim you're going to use for Pesach. So what's the bottom line? We're not going to talk about this today, but you can't learn this stuff without at least speaking this out. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Pesach, in Simit Tafayin Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch brings all the different things that you're allowed to use. Elu Yerakos Sheyoytze Behem Yedei Chayvasei. It's Simin Tof Ayin Gimel Sivkot Nei Chazeres Ushin Tamchel Charchavina Marer V'chulu 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 V'chulu. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, the Iker HaMitzvah B'Chazeres. The Ikra mitzvah is to use chazeres. The Chayk Yaakov adds the Kosev Abis Yosef. He brings from the Abis Yosef the Shem Asmak. Incidentally, it's the first time we're mentioning Chayk Yaakov. Shem Manas, 38 Dafin, into Masechtis Pesachim. Who was the Chayk Yaakov? So it's a pirish that you have on Hilchus Pesach on the side of your Shulchan Aruch, and it was written by Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, the Shvus Yaakov. Also the Iyun Yaakov and his pirish on the Ein Yaakov that we always quote. So this is the classic work that was written on Hilchus Pesach. It was the Chayk Yaakov. So he brings from the Beis Yosef, who brings B'Shem the smack, that when the Mechaber says, V'ikra mitzvahs b'chazeres, afilu liknois b'damim yikarim. You should even overpay. Dahainu anshlish b'mitzvah. There's rules of hider mitzvah, how much you're supposed to pay more. So chazeres falls into the category of hider mitzvah, and the halach is that you're supposed to pay even more for chazeres. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to save that for the next raid bag. As relates to today, just to continue along the theme of the last several raid bites, and that is abyssal briskalumdus, as it relates to not chatzishir, and not chametz, and not tashbisu, and not matzah, but rather as it relates to the mitzvah of mara. So one of the halachas, as it relates to mara that was mavur in the Mishnah, is that you have to eat a kezayis of mara. The Mishnah said, u'mitztarfen l'kezayis, that all the different minim that the Mishnah said you can use to be mekayim the mitzvah of Marah, they can all be mitztarfen to the kezayis. You don't have to eat a kezayis of each one individually. You can take a half a zayis of ulshin, together with a half a zayis of tamcha, and together they'll be mitztarfen. Clearly implied is that you have to eat a kezayis, and that's clear. In order to be yoytze the mitzvah of Marah, the halacha is, you would have to eat a kezayis. The Rosh, in Perek Arvei Psachim, and this is in Simin Chof Hei, he discusses the halacha that in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of marer, you have to eat a kezayis. And he says divrei nevius. He says something that literally has grappled talmidei chachamim in the kaisle based medrash for generations. Says the Rosh, the halacha is sorich sheyoychal kezayis. When you eat marer, you have to make sure you eat a kezayis. Why? The ein achila be kezayis. The reason is because an achila is less than a kezayis. Meaning, what does that mean? Because when you eat the marer, you're going to make a bracha. And what's the bracha going to be? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al achilas marer. So because the bracha is asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al achilas marer, tzorech sheyoichol kezayis, because the word achilas marer means kezayis. How do I know that? Because the ein achilo pachas min kezayis. Says the Rosh, you have to eat a kezayis amar. It's clear in Shas. How do you know you have to eat a kezayis amar? How did Chazal know that? You know how they knew that? They knew that from the nusach of the bracha. Because before you eat marer, you make a brichas hamitzvahs. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvahs v'tzimanu al achilas marer. You don't make a bayer pri adama that you make by karpas, and you have in mind to potter up the marer. But you make a brichas hamitzvahs. You make asher kedishanu b'mitzvahs v'tzimanu al achilas marer. Says the Rosh, al achilas marer? Are you mentioning the word achila? Oh, once you mention the word achila, that's it. Now you're meshuvah to a kezayis. Because ein achila pachas min kezayis. So because you're saying al achila, so it's for that reason, you have to eat at the very least a kezayis. Frank the Shagas Aryeh. Frank the Shagas Aryeh doesn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh came up with a shtickel Torah of all shtickel Torahs. How I know you have to eat a kezayis tomorrow? It's because of the bracha. Because you're making a brichas a mitzvah, because it is a mitzvah. They rise to the rabbanon. At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. And the nusach of the bracha is al achilas mar, and achila always means kezayis. Hence, you have no choice, but you have to eat a kezayis. Break the shagas aryeh. Vos tafich on kumen. To the bracha. to prove and to teach me this halacha that you have to eat a kezias. It's pashut that you have to eat a kezias. You know why? Because it says in the Torah, "Umatzis al meroyrim yoichlu," and we have a hekish between matzah and mar. And matzah, we know you have to eat a kezias. It says better of toichlu matzis, and avada you have to eat a kezias of matzah. So if that's the case. So if that's the case, that you have to eat a kezias, simply why? If you have to eat a kezias of matzah, so if you have to eat a kezias of matzah, it's posh that you have to eat a kezias of mar as well. So vazok the rush, that the reason you need to eat a kezias is because of the bracha, as if without the bracha, he would have been a little bit unsure. Make a taste and you have to eat a kezias. Break the shag kezias, it's posh that you have to eat a kezias. The reason you have to eat a kezias is simply because you have a hekish tamar. And once I have the hekish to kezias, at the matzah, and if matzah you have to eat a kezias, because matzah you for sure have to eat a kezias, then l'chayr afreik t'shagasayi, by mar you should have to eat a kezias as well. Reb Chaim, in stencils, brings the shagasayi's kasha on the rush, and he asks another kasha. He says, I don't even understand the havamina that you shouldn't have to eat a kezias. And the truth is, let's take a step backwards. Should have prefaced the shtickle title with this. Let's take a step backwards. What would be Poshup Shad in the Rosh? Fire the Shai Gisari before the Reb Chaim, before all the brisk alumnus that we're about to speak out. What would be Poshup Shad in the Rosh? Why would you think that you don't have to eat a kezias tomorrow? Every time there's a mitzvah achil in the Torah, you always have to eat kezias. So if you have a mitzvah to eat it, right, said the Rabbanon. So l'chayr you would think for sure that it should be a kezias. The teretz is, because it never says anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to eat mar. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, marer and achila. What do you mean? It says, v'achlas abasim balay lazeth sli'esh u'matzois al meroyrim yoichlo. That's in Parashas Boy. By Pesach Sheni, in Parashas Baloyscha, it says again, v'chodesh ha-sheni, barbaas o'yoyim beinu arbaim, yasu oisoi, al matzois u'meroyrim yoichlo. Doesn't it say mefurish achila? So this is Aleph based. Diktok, if you read the Pasuk is saying like this, v'achlas abasim balay lazeth, you should eat basa balay lazeth, Tzli'esh, the basa should be Tzli'esh, u'matzis al meroyrim, and you should eat the Pesach together with matzah or yoichlu. The yoichlu is going back on the Pesach. V'ochlu asa basa balay lazeh. How should you eat the basa balay lazeh? Tzli'esh, tzizamim mit matzah u'morer, yoichlu hu, it. What is it? The Korban Pesach. If the Torah said eat the Korban Pesach, the Torah never used the word achila tzizamim with mar. What the Torah said was achila on the basar. Al matzus u'merorim yoichlu is referring back to the Korban Pesach. By Pesach Sheni, it's the same thing. By Chodesh Hasheni bar basar yoyim beinu arbaim yasu oisai. Al matzus u'merorim yoichlu. What's yoichlu going back on? It's going back on the Korban Pesach. So it never said achila by the Korban Pesach. That's why the Rosh was bothered. The Rosh said mechates you need a kezias. If the Torah would have said achila, I understand why you need a kezias. But the Torah never said achila. So if the Torah never said achila, mecha teisa kezayis. The Rosh is the Torah. The Torah never said achila. And being that the Torah never said achila, we have no mechayiv anywhere that you should need a kezayis, but you make a bracha. And when you make the bracha, you say the word achila. Oh, you're saying al achila smar, you better eat a kezayis, because otherwise it's not achila smar. Because in achila, pachas mi kezayis. So once in the bracha, you're going to say achila. But out the pasuk itself, even though it says yoichlu is actually going back on the Korban Pesach. It's v'achlu es habasa b'lay lazet sliyeshu matzamer yoichlu. That's the way you should eat the Korban Pesach. But either way, the Shagas Arya says, I understand. That's maybe a nice by mar. But by matzah it does say achila. By matzah it says be'erev toichlu matzos. So by matzah it zich says achila. So at the end of the day, if matzah has it in kezayis and we have a hekish between matzah and mar, where's the hekish? Sochem lametesam and aleph. That's how you know mar is not a fish. That's how you know it's not a tree. How do you know it? Because it is hekish. So this is a real valuable hekish that we are mekayim anda yemazah. So it's not a hekish. If there's a hekish that teaches me that mar has to be bought with something that can be bought with mais hasheni. Don't you think the hekish could teach me kezayis? So break the shagasari. Vos is mit the hekish. That's the first kasha. Second kasha is so Reb Chaim brings this kasha from the shagasari, and he says that va'oyd yesh lahakshas. Va'oyd yesh lahakshas. Pashup shad. At the end of the day, the Rosh Chiddush is predicated on the fact it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah there's a mitzvah to eat mar. I hear it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to eat mar. There are many Isurei Achila, said Reb Chaim, that it doesn't use anywhere the word Achila in the Torah, yet the shir is b'kezayis. Basa v'chalaf. says Loisavasha Gediba Chalevimoy three times. One to teach me that you're not allowed to cook it, one to teach me you're not allowed to eat it, and one to teach me you can't have anah from it. What's the sheer bas of a chalav? It's a kazayas. It doesn't say achila. There it says, but the din is a din achila. And the din is a din achila. Din achila always means bekezayas. You have the isser of kilei akerim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to eat kilei akerim. It doesn't say loshon achila. Pentikdosh. It doesn't say the word achila. Yeah, what's the shear? How much of kilei akerim are you not allowed to eat? The shear that you're not allowed to eat, of course, is a shear kezayas. So Reb Chaim said, what do you see from here? You don't need the word achila to teach me kezayas. The din achila is always mechayev kezayas. So if it's true by yisurim, it should be true by mitzvahs as well. So Frank Reb Chaim, again, why did the Rosh need a shtekel Torah? To tell me that the mitzvah of maror is bekezayas. What's the shtekel Torah? The nusach habracha. Why did the Rosh have to come onto the nusach habracha? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah achila. And it says, umatzes amrorim yechlu, yechlu's going back on the carbon Pesach. Beautiful shtekel Torah. But at the end of the day, it says Reb Chaim, you find me a place where there's a din achila anywhere in the Torah and there's not a halacha of kezayas. Even where the Torah didn't say achila. That's the Torah's roundabout way of saying you're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav. It never said don't eat basa v'chalav, and yet still you find there's a shir kezayis. So if that's the case by Yisum, that should be the shir by mitzvahs. So we have two kashas on the Rosh. Number one, the Shagazarius kasha. First after Rosh of an Ashtakal Torah, let's accept the Hanocha that it doesn't say achila anywhere by Mar. It doesn't. It says Amaratzim Reim Yechlu, and it's referring back to the Karban Pesach. But we have a Hekish. That's the whole Psochim Lametesam and Aleph. There's a Hekish between Matzah and Mar. And by Matzah, it does say achila, but Erev Teichlu Matzah. I mean that it says achila by Matzah, you know there's a Din Kezayis by Matzah. If there's a Din Kezayis by Matzah, it should be a Din Kezayis by Mar, based on the Hekish. That's number one. And number two, Reb Chaim's kasha. Who cares that it doesn't say achila? But there's a mitzvah achila. And at the end of the day, if there's a mitzvah achila, shouldn't that in and of itself be enough? So Reb Chaim in Stenzel said a teretz. And really, for Reb Chaim's teretz, we need a hakdama. But Baruch Hashem, the hakdama was yesterday's raid. And that is, we mentioned yesterday, in the name of Reb Itzela Panovitcher, and we mentioned yesterday, in the name of Maron Agriz, the Brisker Rav, Shneim Nischavnu L'Dover Echon. And that is, that there are two mitzvahs of matzah. There's two mitzvahs of matzah. It says in the Torah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. It also says in the Torah that we eat the Karban Pesach, Va'achlu Es HaBasar, Ba'layla Azet, Sli'esh, U'matzahs, Al-Meroyrim Yechlu. And there are two separate mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, that every Yid has an obligation to eat a Kazayas Matzah, the Leila Seder. The other one is a halach in Hilchis Karban Pesach. There's a halach that the Karban Pesach wasn't allowed to be eaten on its own, but rather the Karban Pesach had to be eaten together with matzah. We mentioned the Reb Itzela said that all the dinim that you find in Hilchis Matzah, the halacha that you can't be yoitza with matzah shal maisa sheni, the halacha you can't be yoitza with matzah shal tevel, all these different halachas, they were all said Reb Itzela, with regards to the mitzvah of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. But they were never said, with regards to the mitzvah of matzahs al meroyrim yechlo. It was never said with regards to the mitzvah of matzahs al meroyrim yechlo. Either way, with that hakdama, which again was yesterday's raid, said Reb Chaim, maror, you don't have two mitzvahs in the Torah. All you have is one mitzvah. It doesn't say Be'erev Toichlu Maror. All it says is Va'ochlas habasa balayla zet sliyesh umatzis al meroyrim yoichlu, which means that the only mitzvah to eat maror is the other mitzvah. It's the mitzvah to eat maror together with the Karban Pesach, which, by the way, is the reason that maror bizman hazeh is only a mitzvah de rabbanon. Why is matzah bizman hazeh a mitzvah de raisa and maror bizman hazeh only a mitzvah de rabbanon? Because maror's whole mitzvah is va'ochlu habasa balaylas, and when you eat the Karban Pesach, you should eat it together with matzos, and you should eat it together with maror. You don't have a Karban Pesach, so if you don't have a Karban Pesach, it doesn't make sense that you should have a mitzvah of maror. The teretz is maror bizman hazeh de rabbanon. The rabbanon will misakin you should eat maror anyways. Hagam, you don't have the Karban Pesach. But at the end of the day, what's the mitzvah of achilas maror? It's only a derabbanan. Matzah is a deraisa. Why? It's the same pasuk. V'achlas abasa b'layla zet sliyesh u'matzahs amiroyrim yoichlu. The teretz is just foundational yisaitis, because there's another pasuk by matzah. My matzah, it also says be'erev toichlu matzahs. Be'erev toichlu matzahs is the other din matzah, and that other din has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. That's why there's a mitzvah of matzah deraisa b'zman hazeh. Matzah deraisa b'zman hazeh. Why? Because of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. Mar Derabbanan Bezman Hazeh, because there is no pasuk that says Be'erev Toichlu Mar. All you have is the pasuk that says eat the Karban Pesach together with Mar. If you don't have the Karban Pesach, how could there be a mitzvah deraisa to go ahead and eat Mar? Said Reb Chaim Briska, it's true there's a hekish. It's true there's a hekish between the mitzvah of Matzah and between the mitzvah of Mar. Abavush deit the hekish.
It says that by the mitzvah of matzah, in that you're supposed to eat together with the Karban Pesach. The achlu as habasa balayla azet sliyesh umatzli sal meroyim yoichlu. That's where the hekesh is. But erev taichlu matzis is not hukish tomorrow. It's the other din matzah that's hukish tomorrow. It's the matzah that you're supposed to eat together with maror. That matzah doesn't either have to be a kezayis, said Reb Chaya. Because if the Rosh held that maror doesn't have to be a kezayis, because it doesn't say anywhere achilu, ayin says yoichlu is going back in the Karban Pesach, and the Rosh needed a shtikel Torah to come on to the al achilas maror. So what are you going to? What about matzah? What about matzah? Oh, matzah, you have it to eat a kezayis? Which, when? Oh, be'erev toich l'matzah is what shaychis. What does be'erev toich l'matzah have to do with maror? The matzah that's hookish to maror is the matzah of state in the zelba pasuk from maror. V'ochlu asabasa b'layla zetz liyesh, u'matzah is amiroyim yechlu. That matzah doesn't either have a din kezayis. If the Rosh is right that there's no makar, that maror needs to be a kezayis, so there's no makar that kezayis that matzah has to be a kezayis either. V'osfei t'shagasari, what am to the hekish? The hekish is won't help me, because the hekish is for the mitzvah of matzah and maror that both have to be eaten with the Karban Pesach, and that din matzah you don't have a makar anywhere, then it has to be a kezayis. And we know matzah because kezayis, the erev taichlu matzah. It's a different mitzvah, no shaykhis. Two mitzvahs. Think of sitting in a sukkah as one mitzvah and dalad minim is another mitzvah, right? Two different mitzvahs. They both happen on sukkahs. We think of them together, we associate them together, but it's two separate mitzvahs. One is ulakachtam lakam v'yem erishayin, priyat sadev akapis tamarim v'arvina, and the other mitzvah is the sukkah stage with shivas yamim. Tzvei dinim in matzah. There's a mitzvah of matzah of be'erev toichlu matzahs, and there's a mitzvah of matzah of umatzahs amram yechul. It's tricky because they're both called matzah. That's a lulav. That's a sukkah. Here they're both matzahs. So it throws you for a loop. That's why we need help from the Greiser Shishivas to see this with a clerk eye. But it's two mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzahs, and this is a mitzvah of va'achlu asabasam balay lazet sliyesh umatzahs amram yechul. So at the end of the day, these are two different mitzvahs. Two different mitzvahs. The hekish would be good if there was a hekish in Mor and Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. But I don't have a hekish in Mor. Said Reb Chaim. Then if we could accept this, then it's Miyushev under a kashan as well. Why? Because what was the kashan? At the end of the day, let's say it doesn't say anywhere you're supposed to eat Mor. Yechlu is referring to the Karban Pesach. It doesn't say anywhere achila by Mor. Okay, it doesn't say achila. But at the end of the day, it's a din achila. So if there's a din achila, shouldn't that in and of itself be enough? Shouldn't that be a mechayev that it should have to be a kezayis? Says Reb Chaim, it could be every time there's a din to eat something. Every time the Torah said, this is alumnus, eat, don't eat. Yeah, it's kezayis. Don't eat basa v'chala. What does that mean? It means kezayis. Don't eat kili akeren. What does that mean? It would mean kezayis. But over here, Reb Chaim said, the Torah never even said eat mar. Torah never said eat mar. You know what the Torah said? Eat the Karban Pesach. How should I eat the Karban Pesach? Tzame with mar. But the Torah never said eat mar. Torah never said eat mar. The din achila is not on the mar. This is a little lumdish. The din of the achila is on the Karban Pesach. Mar is a t'nai that you need to fulfill in order to be mekayim your mitzvah and your din and your obligation to eat Pesach. You want to eat Pesach properly, there better be a little bit of mar there. But there's no din to go eat mar. Torah never said get up in the morning and eat mar, or tonight make sure you eat mar. Torah said eat the Karban Pesach. There's a tnai. It's like a something external that I need to check off in order to fulfill my din to eat the Pesach. But the Torah never said eat the mar. If the Torah never said eat the mar, so said Reb Chaim, hechateset is going to be a din kezayis. So said Reb Chaim again. The Rosh said that when you eat maru, you have to make sure you eat a kezayis. You know, I know you have to eat a kezayis because you make a bracha. Shekin yisholam mitzvayis v'tzvanu al achilas mar. And if you make a bracha, shekin yisholam mitzvayis v'tzvanu al achilas mar, if you're going to say achmila, make sure it's a kezayis. What did the Rosh mean to say? What do you mean? Yeah. Because you're a bracha. It says in the Torah achilas mar. It doesn't say achilas mar. It says umatzes amroim yechlu. You should eat the Karban Pesach. It never said achila. So if it never said achila by mar, mechateso mar has to be a kezayis. That was the Rosh's chiddush. You're right. It's based on the fact that the bracha is not achilas mar. Frek the shagas aryeh. What I have to come on to a shtikl Torah? What happened to the hekish? The same hekish that tells me mar is not a fish should tell me that mar should have to be a kezayis. Be'erev toichlu matzahs means a kezayis, so mar should also have to be a kezayis. Frek Reb Chaim, another kasha. Now understand, at the end of the day, is there a din to eat mar? Who cares if it says achila? It doesn't say don't eat
Basav v'chalav, but there's a din, you're not letting basav v'chalav, and anytime there's a din achila, it always is b'kizayis. So what's the difference if it's an isra, if it's a mitzvah, it should be that way. And for Reb Chaim, it's real, one you saw it. Because the mitzvah of marah is not a standalone mitzvah like matzah. All it is it's a sniff, it's a t'nai. In, that you need to fulfill in order to be mekayim your mitzvah Pesach. But there is no mitzvah to go ahead and eat maror, as much as there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. And the only way to fulfill your mitzvah's Karban Pesach is by agav urchi eating maror together with it. Matzah, there's a din to go ahead and eat matzah. This that I know Berav Teichel Matzah is a kezayis, that I know from the Pasuk Berav Teichel Matzah. That mitzvah of matzah is not hookish to maror. And being that maror is only a t'nai, so it could be it's not considered a din achilo. If it's not considered a din achilo, it could be it's for that reason there's not going to be matzah. Incidentally, if you take a look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Boy, I mean, you have to be the Aruch Chaim to say this, but the Aruch Chaim says in Parshas Boy, the Pasuk says you should eat the Karban Pesach, v'achlos habasa b'layla zet sliyesh, u'matzois al meroirim yoichlu, l'fi pshat ha-kosov. He said, this is Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Pasha Pshat is the Torah saying that you should eat the Karban Pesach. However, being that when we eat the Karban Pesach, we eat it derech Eiros, right? That's the theme of the Leila Seder. Laharis bechina hagedula v'acheros. The Eiros shos acherim olav. Lefize gam hamiroirim sheyitzav Hashem. That's why the Eibishter wanted us to eat maror. Letzad kichen derech oich leitzli. Because when people eat good food, lechol imay davar chad. You eat something spicy. Ki bozei yerev lechecha oichol. It just makes the food taste good. V'yoichol b'cholav asnafshoy. Like this, you'll be able to eat it mit the ganze teufel. It's going to be geshmak, right? Maror is, sometimes people enjoy maror. Look at the Aruch Chaim. He says, that's what they used to eat the maror together with the Karban Pesach, because it was a little spicy. People like spicy food. Same thing as with matzah. He gets involved in Pnimiya Satara, obviously. But this is how the Aruch Chaim starts his shtickle. Because that's really in the Pashup side of the Pasuk. That's what the maror is. The maror is like you're adding the sauce. You're adding a little Ksat Charif, so because you want your food to taste good. That's what it is. No din achila, it's the Charif. That's what it is. In the Pashup Shah. So if it's the Charif, you have a shir kizayis on the Charif, that's Reb Chaim's lotus. No shir on the Charif. But either way, this is what Reb Chaim said. Just got laid early. We're not going to go into this now, but there's a tshuva from the Chsam Sofer. There's a tshuva from the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer discussed this rush. And the beginning of the tshuva is fascinating. We mentioned this once, but it bears repeating. So the tshuva in the Chsam Sofer was written, the shoyl was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, the Maratzchius, Tzolka V'Rav, who's the shoyl of many of the tshuva's Chsam Sofers. And they're discussing this rush. That's what they're talking about. So the Chsam Sofer tells that Maratzchius apparently was commenting on a tshuva that the Chsam Sofer wrote about the rush. And the Chsam Sofer in that tshuva didn't acknowledge the Shagas Aryas Kasha. What happened to the Hekish? You should need a Kzayas Alts the Hekish. So he writes that the Maratzchius was taken aback. How did you know? How did you miss the Shagas Arya? How could this is a famous Shagas Arya, right? How many Shabbos HaGadol drashas was said on this Shagas Arya? So he says, how could bar mitzvah pshatul the whole nine yards? So he said, how could you have missed the Shagas Arya? So he writes like this: V'divrei sefer anal loy roisiyos. So I'll be honest with you, I hadn't seen that sefer. I mean, it's the Shagas Arya, right? Ki ein darki lechapes b'svarim, because my minig is not to look in svarim ki im loya ereni adamal. Unless somebody tells me, so I cook this in svarim. Says, what do you want? I cook this. This is the Shagas Arya. The Chsam Sofer said, I didn't look in svarim. Right, last week we had Rav Moshe said I didn't see the Eirik Yontif, I didn't see the Chesed Lavra. Right, the Shoyl came to with all this raid. He came with a whole meisa. He said, I don't know. He says, chleis svarim veisach. He says, raid veisach. So this is Chsam Sofer. He says, I didn't look in the Shagas Arya. He ain't darki lechapis besvarim umloya areni yada. But then the Chsam Sofer says, a dover niflo. We're gonna leave with this cliffhanger. Viruyan advarim lemisha amram. Says the Chsam Sofer that if you look carefully in the psukim, the different in Parshas Boy and Parshas Baal Oischa, you're going to see one nuance. For achluas habasa balayla zeh, this is referring to the Karban Pesach and Parshas Boy, which is what we know as Pesach Rishon, right? The Karban Pesach. You should eat the Karban Pesach, tzli esh, umatzois, al meroirim yoichlo. In Parshas Baal Oischa, the Torah is talking about the Pesach Sheni. Same malacha. B'chodesh Hasheni, b'arbasa, yoyim beinu arbayim, it's not b'chodesh HaRishon, it's b'chodesh Hasheni, yasu oisoi, al matzois, u'meroirim yoichlo. Says the Chsam Sofer, there's one nuance. It's a subtlety, but there's a nuance here. V'ochlu as habasar, b'layla hazeh, tzli esh, u'matzois. There's a vav that connects matzois to the tzli esh. Now, you should eat the Karban Pesach, You should eat matzos. Al meroyrim yoichlu. And what's the charif? That's the mara. You should add something spicy. You should eat it together with the mara. But va'achlu is going on the carbon pesach and on the matzos. Va'achlu es habos ba'layla hazeh tzli esh u matzos. Vav is mechaber. It's connecting to the beginning of the pasuk. Va'achlu is talking to the carbon pesach and tzeret to the matzo oichet. The only thing it's not talking to is the mar. Al meroyrim yoichlu. In parshas ba'lo yischo, b'chodesh hasheni ba'vasu yom b'inu arba'im yasu oisoy. Al matzos u meroyrim yoichlu. The al. It's not only going on the mar, it's going on the matzah as well. Right, the first pasuk it's u matzois al meroyrim yoichlu. In the second pasuk it's al matzois u meroyrim yoichlu. The al is not only referring to the mar, but the al is referring to the matzah as well. So it said the Hilgich Sam Sofer that I think it's meduyik, unbelievably in the psukim, that the mitzvah to eat matzah together with the carbon pesach wasn't just a knetch. It wasn't just a tenai in the kiyum mitzvah of the carbon pesach. But there's a din achilas matzah to eat together with the carbon pesach. V'achlu es habasa b'alayla zetz liyesh u'matzos. There's a mitzvah to eat the carbon pesach and there's a mitzvah to eat matzos. How do you eat the carbon pesach and the matzah? Al meroyrim yechlu together with mar. But by pesach sheni it was different. Pesach sheni the mitzvah was to eat the pesach sheni. How are you supposed to eat the pesach sheni? Al matzos u'meroyrim yechlu. There's no mitzvah to eat the matzah as a mitzvah of a standalone. But rather there the matzah is like the mar. It's just the kiyum matanai. It's just the tafel. So this lumdus that was saying over for Reb Chaim that the matzah and the mar is only a kiyum matanai. The chasam sofer ready. Touched on to this lumdus, albeit in Chasam Sofer's own nusach, and the Chasam Sofer was mechalik between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. This is from the Torah. The Chasam Sofer was mechaven to during Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum and during Kriyas HaTorah. Incidentally, somebody emailed me something fascinating. We spoke last week about how the Chasam Sofer writes umi midbar matana umi matana nachliel, that if a person is mesa matzmi kemidbar, the Eibusha gives him Torah b'matana, and he says that if a person puts himself out there, so he gets. It's Torah b'matana, megalim le'kol raza yoylam. See, he said, I think it's ma'od matim with the other Chasam Sofer that we spoke at in the Tshuvas and Chelik Vav, that the Chasam Sofer said that he wrote all his Torah, all his Chumash Torah, all the volumes of Chumash Torah that we have from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. When did it come from? Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, and it came from Kriyas HaTorah. How is it humanly possible for a person to write that kind of Torah during Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum and during Kriyas HaTorah? The answer is, could be it's not humanly possible. But the Chasam Sofer was Dairish u'mekayim. He took this Torah, this lima that he heard from his Rebbe Dafla, and he internalized it, and it seemed to have defined his relationship with his kehila, his relationship with his children, the way he taught his Talmidim. He was mesem atzmi kemidbar. He was mafker himself. He made himself hefker 100%, and he was zoicha to mimidbar matana, that he was zoicha to all this chumash Torah that came about during Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum and during Kriyas HaTorah.